A wailing, petulant voice cut into the room, and Sir Robert looked up. Stormalong was behind two Russians at the room entrance, who were stolidly blocking him out of it.
Sir Robert! Please come out here! I've had a dispatch that's been waiting for you for hours and hours and hours!
Sir Robert pushed past the Russian guards and vanished. Johnny sat there, a little bit spent, trying to get oriented to what the rush of events added up to, trying to decide what he should do now. He made up his mind. Nothing was holding him here. He would go out and get a plane and get to Scotland to help. He grabbed his helmet off the floor. The two Russians at the door parted to let him through. He collided with Sir Robert. The old Scot was standing there, a written message in his hand. He was crying and laughing all at the same time. Sir Robert pushed the dispatch into Johnny's hand.
Ah, well, 'tis quite a mess. But Johnny the old rock protected them all.
Edinburgh. They had gotten through the last tunnel at dawn today. They were half-starved, some injured, all in a state of greater or lesser shock. But they had gotten them out. All 2,100 of them. Johnny felt dazed with relief. There were no specific names mentioned in the radio dispatch. He stumbled out into the bowl, meaning to go to ops. There was someone across the bowl, someone covered with dust, but wearing the domed helmet they used in high-speed flying. It was Thor. Thor was beckoning to him gladly. Thor shouted,
"Look who we got here for you, Johnny!"
Somebody was rushing toward him. She threw her arms about him, crying his name.
Oh, Johnny.
It was Chrissy.
Johnny.
Gaunt and pale, her black eyes flooding with tears.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny.
She was saying,
I'm never gonna leave you again. Never. Hold me, Johnny.
Johnny did. He just stood there, almost crushing her ribs. He held her for a long time. He couldn't talk.